This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Democrats in Congress have signed a letter. It asks the federal government to end what it's calling dangerous and reckless immigration operations in the state. The letter was spearheaded by Senator Dick Durbin, who singled out the escalation of tension at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facility in West Suburban Broadview. Lawmakers also decry the lack of transparency from the federal government, saying they've been denied access to detention facilities. New video obtained by the Sun-Times is raising questions about the narrative being put forth by the Department of Homeland Security after the shooting death on September 12th of Silverio Villegas Gonzalez in suburban Franklin Park. Shortly after that shooting, DHS said an agent was seriously injured after he was dragged a significant distance by Villegas Gonzalez's car as he was fleeing a traffic stop. However, body camera footage from a Franklin Park police officer shows federal agents describing their own injuries as nothing major. Here's Sun-Times reporter Nader Issa talking about it on our In the Loop program.
We got a statement from the Department of Homeland Security, from ICE, and they said that this officer was seriously injured. He was dragged a significant distance. He was hospitalized, but then his condition stabilized.
Mm-hmm. A DHS spokesperson did not respond last night to questions about those body cam videos. The Illinois Department of Public Health today is issuing new guidance expanding COVID-19 vaccine access ahead of the fall respiratory virus season. The statewide standing order covers flu, RSV, and COVID-19 vaccines. This guidance recommends the COVID shot for all adults and many children. The department issued a statement saying the statewide action is necessary as the federal government is no longer following its rigorous scientific review processes for vaccine-related decisions. The all-boys choir from Chicago's Leo Catholic High School reaches the big finale of its competition journey tonight. The choir will perform in the finals of the NBC show America's Got Talent. The prize, $1 million, the boys say they would use for college if they do win. Senior Stephen Jackson tells the Sun-Times with each step of the process, the choir has improved.
Going into the audition, we did it as in a form of, oh yeah, we did AGT, we can say we were on it, let's just scratch it off the bucket list. But then as the acts and as the episodes kept progressing and we kept getting further and further down the road, we started taking it more and more seriously, realizing, oh yeah, we can actually win. Like, we have a fighting chance.
And the winner will be announced tomorrow night, that's Wednesday night, on NBC. So today it's 80 degrees in Chicago, and Christmas, it's about 3 months away, but already it is time to get into the holiday spirit. The city of Chicago is asking for submissions for its annual tree lighting ceremony. If you have a Norway spruce or a fir tree that's at least 45 feet tall and it's fewer than 50 miles from the Chicago Loop, your tree could be the centerpiece of celebrations in Millennium Park. Preference is given to trees that are located within 15 miles of Chicago. Pine trees, though, forget about it. They're not eligible because they're not sturdy enough. Applications can be submitted through October 14th. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago artist Theaster Gates has exhibited work all over the world, but it's taken him nearly two decades to get his first solo museum show right here in his hometown. WBEZ contributor Ben Austin paid a visit to Gates as he prepared for his show opening at the University of Chicago's Smart Museum.
My goal isn't to necessarily have you install all the poems, all the books. It's really to just get a sense of the heights of things.
Theaster Gates is standing in a gallery surrounded by giant crates. He's helping install his new exhibition, which opens this week.
So what you see is a series of stanzas that take their cues from the content of the book or the title of the book.
Drilled open, the crates hold books, thousands of books. They're from a bookstore in Cleveland that went out of business. Gates gave them all new covers in jet black, and on each spine inscribed in gold letters, pieces of a poem that he wrote. He looks inside a crate, and starts to read.
Sanctity, she mama with flesh, yes, mortal, human funk, dwelling code, chosen, 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 chosen.
Gates is a Chicago artist, born on the West Side, now based on the South Side. He's achieved his fame in large part, he says, by trafficking in unwanted things. Not just discarded books, but it seems like everything from old fire hoses to rescued school desks to boarded up buildings.
What I like is that the duress, it creates urgency, it creates a logistical challenge, it creates a spatial opportunity, and all of those things are like the engine fuel that ignite a kind of new creative energy.
Gates started a nonprofit called Rebuild and bought a half dozen vacant buildings on or around South Dorchester Avenue in the Grand Crossing neighborhood. These included a single-family home, a former candy store, a bank on Stony Island that had been shuttered since the 1960s. This is all part of Gates' art practice, along with a team breathing new life into these abandoned buildings, repurposing them into places where people gather, perform, celebrate. He's filled them with Black art and Black artists. They're home to other unwanted collections.
But what if I went all in on a place for 20 years? I'm quite proud of what an artist can do. Not only what I've done in Grand Crossing, but what artists do all over the world when they root in a place. It's unbelievable.
The Smart Museum isn't the Art Institute or the MCA. It's way too small for a full Theaster Gates retrospective. But Vanya Malloy, the Smart's director, says they landed this show, which is Gates' first major museum exhibition in his hometown, because, well, she asked.
And I was really surprised when I realized this artist, who is so essential to Chicago and who is such an important artist and has international recognition, has never had a major solo Chicago show. And how could that be? Yeah. And so when I asked him that, he's like, I don't know. And I said, well, would you want to have a show at the Smart? And he's like, absolutely.
Part of the thrill of this show, titled Unto Thee, and really of Gates' work in general, is pondering what art is. Like, what does it mean for an artist to work in real estate transactions? With this exhibition on the South Side, people can see for themselves what it is he's doing here. One of the places that people can visit outside the museum is his nonprofit's newest repurposed property, a former Catholic elementary school on 7200 South Dorchester.
How y'all doing today? How y'all doing? Yeah. We may as well just walk around with it.
He's calling it the Land School. The grand opening was last week. Inside the rehabbed auditorium, before local musicians performed, Gates delivered a lecture.
The vacancy that we see is constructed. So when somebody tells me that this school is going to become a parking lot, it will not become a parking lot on my dime.
The Land School is an entire school, three floors, 40,000 square feet. Gates said it will become an anchor for their work in the community, a place for artists to train. It's rare for an artist of his fame to work in one neighborhood for 20 years. And so this moment that Theaster Gates is having in the city is also a moment for Grand Crossing.
We did what my mom and my auntie did. On Sundays, they opened the doors and we ate until we ran out of food. And we rarely ran out of food. So I figure if I open the doors of the Arts Bank, of the Land School, of Dorchester Projects, my block, if I open the doors, I feel I never have to worry about not having enough.
For WBEZ, I'm Ben Austin.
Weather today, sunny skies, but some pop-up showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80. And then tonight, a chance of rain, a low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, cloudy, another chance for showers, high near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.